This is Fresh Air. I'm Barbara Bogave, filling in for Terry Gross. This Sunday, the Emmy Awards will take place at the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles and will air on CBS. The ceremonies had been scheduled for September 16th, but were canceled because of the tragic events of the previous week. We also postponed interviews Terry recorded with Emmy nominees Jane Kaczmarek and Edie Falco. Kaczmarek is up for Best Actress in a Comedy and Falco for Best Actress in a Drama. We'll play those interviews for you today. First, Jane Kaczmarek. She plays Lois, the controlling, devoted mother of a brood of four boys on the Fox show Malcolm in the Middle. In previous seasons, she was seen on TV as Felicity's mom and on Frasier, Party of Five, Picket Fences, and Hill Street Blues. Kaczmarek was actually trained at the Yale School of Drama. She appeared on Broadway in Lost in Yonkers. But unlike a lot of classically trained actresses, she prefers working in television. In contrast to Hal, the father on Malcolm in the Middle, Kaczmarek's Lois keeps a tight rein on the household, or at least she tries to. Here she is checking up on her youngest son, Dewey, whom she sent to bed early as a punishment.
What's going on? I haven't heard a peep out of you in over an hour.
I'm kind of tired.
But you haven't tried your fake running away or your sleepwalking yet. It's not like you to give up so easily. Maybe you finally learned that all those silly little games you play aren't going to get you anywhere.
I guess.
When you're punished in this house, you're going to serve your time. There's no getting around it. Well, I suppose you've suffered enough. I guess there's no harm in 20 minutes of television.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Unless this is a new ploy. You get right back into bed, mister.
Okay.
No, hold on. I'm being ridiculous. Go watch TV. Wait, not so fast. I'm not falling for it. Ugh, I'm being ridiculous, but you are not getting away with it. Go watch TV. No, stop. Stay right where you are. Okay, I tell you what we're going to do. You are going to watch television, but it's going to be something you're not going to enjoy. C-SPAN. That ought to do it. Okay, who just won?
I'm not sure.
Jane Kaczmarek, welcome to Fresh Air.
Thank you, Terry.
I want to start by asking you to describe your character on Malcolm in the Middle in your own words.
Well, she's very loud, and she's often in a hurry, most always in a hurry. And I think she has a very big heart that is often being challenged. I think she loves her family very much, but there are so many outside circumstances. There's never enough money. There's never enough time. There are a lot of boys in that family, including my husband, Hal. So I think there's a lot of chaos in her life, but she's capable of juggling quite a lot.
To kind of give people who haven't seen the show a sense of her character, maybe you can describe her reacting to some problem that one of the boys has had.
Well, probably one of the more memorable was I find a favorite dress of mine. Lois finds a favorite dress of hers burnt and in the toilet, and it's her anniversary, and she's looking forward to going out with her husband in this fancy red dress. And in order to get the boys to confess who is responsible for it, she puts them through a series of very ingenious punishments. One is putting their heads under the sofa in the living room, which we see through a wonderful camera angle, is littered with pizza and toys and old socks. And just the idea of making someone keep their head under a sofa, looking at all this detritus until they speak is one of my favorite things that she ever made people do.
Now, a lot of what happens on the show is intentionally broad. How did you figure out how broad to play your character?
I am blessed with having a wonderful executive producer, Linwood Boomer, three great directors that we use, Ken Kwapis, Jeff Melman, and Todd Holland, who keep a very, very tight rein on the shenanigans that go on that set. I come from the theater, and I'm very comfortable getting very, very big. And I kind of hit it out and wait for them to tell me how far to pull it back or how far even more to hit it out. So I rely very, very heavily on the powers at on our Malcolm set to decide exactly where Lois is going to be from scene to scene.
Now, sometimes when your character is really angry and about to explode at one of the boys, your eyes cross a little bit.
Well, you know what? My mother never sees this. I first found out about this, actually, the very first time I did a television movie. It was the first job I ever got, and the director of photography started noticing that if I looked in a certain angle, this eye would go. I was never aware of this, and my mother has never been aware of this. I had a boyfriend at the time who just thought it was sexy, and I was doing it to be sexy. I think it's kind of a weak eye that tends to wander sometime. It's something I'm never, ever aware of. And some people claim they never see it. Some people claim they see it all the time. So my eyes are kind of close set also. So I think sometimes in different angles or when I'm really cranked up, that thing starts wandering. But there was some review recently that mentioned that I look like a feral animal or something with my eyes. It's become kind of a dear little part of Lois.
It seems that, you know, parts of Malcolm in the Middle are really playing to the kids in the audience, and parts are really playing for the adults. Which parts are which? Like, can you look at any show and say, this stuff is for the kids, this stuff is for the adults?
Oh, sure. Usually when food is flying, it's for the kids. Usually when my husband and I are making out on a couch, it's for the adults. That's one of the lovely things about this character and something I enjoy so much, especially working with Bryan Cranston, who plays Hal. We have a very hot marriage, and it's a very realistic kind of romance. Neither of us are glamour pusses, Hal and Lois, and yet we're a couple who really likes each other and is very sexually active in a very realistic way. And I think that's a great thing to see on television.
Well, I'll question exactly how realistic it is. I mean, I mean that in a comic way. Like, there's times when they're hot for each other and the boys are in the living room and you'll say, boys, upstairs to your room, so that you can
like
have
that
a living
would ever
room
happen.
For yourself. Right.
Yeah, right.
And,
yeah, you're right.
Now, usually in family sitcoms, it's pretty sexless between the husband and wife. I mean, they're at least the ones when I grew up with, it was pretty sexless between the husband and wife. Were there any concerns within the production staff of the show that there'd be objections to this being a family comedy because the kids would be seeing the sex stuff? Not that it's explicit at all, but the kid could say to the parents while they're watching at home, I don't understand what's happening between the mother and the father.
In the back of that car.
Yeah.
all the time. There are lots of times Bryan Cranston, and I read a script and look at each other and say, can we do this? And I guess we can. We're married. And I think that makes people a lot more uncomfortable seeing friskiness between married people. We've gotten so used to watching television shows where it's, you know, the singles, the, you know, younger people are jumping in bed with everybody. That seems to be what everyone is used to as sex on television these days. Seeing married people who are frisky is kind of uncomfortable. And I suppose it goes back to everyone's own private situation. No one ever wants to think of their parents having sex. So maybe that's what makes people a little uncomfortable.
Jane Kaczmarek is my guest. She's nominated for an Emmy Award for her starring role in Malcolm in the Middle as Lois, the mother. What sitcoms did you grow up with?
That Girl and Bewitched. I think Thursday night is still my favorite night of the week because I remember watching those. Leave It to Beaver. There was a wonderful sitcom called He and She that was Paul Apprentice and Dick Benjamin, very short-lived, that I remember loving. I watched a lot of TV as a kid. Those were the days, though, you know, there were three channels on, and you had to get up and walk across the room to change the channel. So it was a very different experience than surfing the television and having 500 channels available to you. But I loved television, and being on a television show was something, as an actress, that always appealed to me in a great way.
Was there like a family TV and the whole family gathered around the TV in the evening and watched together?
Yeah, we had one TV in the house. I grew up in Milwaukee, and my father put it on a platform with wheels, so we would kind of spin it back and forth between the living room and the kitchen. And we would watch TV, but my father would always say, don't be a channel changer. Look in the newspaper, see what's on, and then make your selection. So there was some parental control, even though we watched a lot of it. We were not allowed to watch Gomer Pyle because my mother said there were enough idiots in the world without people acting like idiots. So we couldn't watch Gomer Pyle. And we couldn't watch The Monkees.
Why not?
My father hated rock and roll. We were never allowed to have any albums in our house. I remember when I would have pajama parties, I was allowed to borrow two, you know, what my father called rock and roll albums from a neighbor. So we could have that music in the house. But we weren't allowed to have that kind of music around.
Jane Kaczmarek is nominated for an Emmy for her role as Lois, the mother, on the Fox sitcom Malcolm in the Middle. We'll hear more of Terry Gross's interview with her after the break. This is Fresh Air. Let's get back to Terry Gross's interview with actress Jane Kaczmarek. She's up for an Emmy for her role as the mother on the comedy series Malcolm in the Middle.
You said that there was a lot of discipline in your house. Now, your character of Lois is quite the disciplinarian, and her sons always assume that no matter what they do and no matter how secretive they are about it, she's going to know because she's kind of the omniscient mother, and they know they're going to be punished. They're willing to risk it, though. Did your mother seem omniscient, and did you always figure that if you did something in a sneaky way, your mother would find out and she would punish you?
It was more my father, though. My father was a real, he worked for the Defense Department. He was a very clever guy. My mom was home with us all day, but we always got caught. Now, there's one thing that they don't know about still to this day, but that was when I was in college. But I think that that's part of what makes...
Wait, what about when you were in college?
I can't tell you because they'll probably listen to this.
Okay.
But it had to do with a fictitious roommate I created because I was really living with my boyfriend. And they came to visit, and I got a friend to pretend she was this roommate and put her name on the mailbox and created this roommate, but that's another story. But I think that part of the reason the mischief is so delectable on Malcolm is because those parents keep such a watchful eye. When kids know they can get away with stuff, they don't have to be that crafty. The fact that they know that their mom is very likely going to find out about this stuff, they have to really be sneaky and really clever. And I think that's what's so much fun to watch. I think growing up, my brothers and sisters and I had parents that usually found everything out. So you really had to be imaginative if you were trying to get away with something.
Now that you're a mother, do you think kids actually have more power than you thought they did when you were a kid?
Oh, my. I said to my husband the other day, when is it that they're going to start being afraid of us? I thought that was something that just, you know, that just happened. I was very, very stern with Frances once and really came down on her. And she stopped for a minute and I thought, wow, that worked. And then she looked at me and she said, don't ever do that again. She was 2.5 years old. I was like, oh, okay. But I was amazed. She had such presence of self-esteem that she didn't want to be treated that way. It's different now because we got, you know, I grew up in a generation when kids got smacked. I mean, my parents never hurt us, but you know, getting a spank on the bottom or something was not it wasn't unusual. And boy, it was a way to bring you around really fast. I think one of the hardest things about being a parent now is how to get your kids to do what you want them to do and to know you mean business without being able to smack them.
Mm-hmm. Jane Kaczmarek is my guest, and she stars as Lois, the mother, in the TV show Malcolm in the Middle. So you were pregnant with your second child when Malcolm in the Middle started. When you got pregnant, were you in a panic for a little while because the timing seemed so bad?
Oh, sure. We had, with Frances, it had taken years and years. I was barren as a stone. My husband used to say, if he was Henry VIII, I would be so dead by now. And I have a great fertility doctor, Dr. Joyce Vargas at California Fertility, said, you know, are you under any kind of pressure? And I said, I'm an actress in my 40s during pilot season. the combination of being, you know, nobody wants me as an actress, I can't get pregnant, you know, it was about as much rejection as anybody ever needs in a lifetime. And she said, why don't you take a year off? And which was just so lovely to hear this coming from a medical professional. And I picked up the phone and called my agents and said, don't send me on any auditions for a year. And, oh, what a magnificent year. I enrolled at UCLA. I started taking classical music classes, history of music, history of the symphony, Beethoven. Fell madly, madly in love with these classes. And started adoption to China and tried the fertility thing one more time, and it worked. And I wasn't allowed to work for the rest of the year because it was such a high-risk pregnancy. And it was a magnificent year of being weaned away from the world of show business, which was just such a relief and such a delight. My daughter was born in 97, and I really thought, I don't want to go back to this. So I had a great time with her. I was doing a recurring role in Felicity, a show that I just adored. You know, working one day every 3 months, taking my music classes at UCLA, and had no intention of ever going back to it. We knew we wanted to have another baby, and I was anticipating the same long process getting pregnant, and told my agents, don't send me out on any auditions for series. I just don't want to work on a regular basis. And got through the end of April when Malcolm showed up, and they said, please just read this. Just read this one. It's so good. And then they said, also, they're really interested in you, which, you know, your actor's vanity kicks in, and you think, oh, they really want me? And I read it, and it was so unique. And Todd Holland had directed some Felicities that I had done, and I knew what a great director he was. And I thought, man, if they're smart enough to put the combination of this director with this material, you know, this could be fun. But I really didn't think it would go. It was, and if it did go, I would be the mom on a kids' show. I'd work one day a week. So we did the pilot, and a month later, the phone rang, and it was Fox saying that the show had been picked up, and my husband got a call the next day that the West Wing had been picked up, and then the doctor called on Friday to say I was pregnant. So, and we were living in a rental house. We were renovating our house, living in a rental, and it was the beginning of a whole new life.
Now, your husband is Bradley Whitford, who plays the assistant chief of staff on The West Wing.
Yeah.
You're both in hit TV series, but for those viewers like me who only know you through your roles, you seem so mismatched because, after all, you're a suburban working-class mother who's a clerk at a discount drugstore on Malcolm in the Middle, and he's a member of the White House staff. So what kind of match is this?
Isn't that something? Well, I know it. It's funny. And when most people see us, they recognize Brad. And then they tend to look at me and say, oh, you must be so proud. I don't get recognized. I don't get recognized a lot. Brad thinks it's because people think I'm going to yell at them. So they don't even want to come over and say hello. I think it's because Lois, you don't expect to see someone like Lois with someone like Josh. I don't know what that is, except I think there are a lot of women of my. I was raised in a nice upper middle class suburb, and I went to very good schools and got a very good education, and I was lucky that my life turned out in a way that I had always wanted it to. But I think there are a lot of people out there who are just as smart and clever and determined as I am who end up a little more like Lois and are in jobs that aren't fulfilling and do have troubles making ends meet. I suppose that's who Lois is.
Now, you're nominated for an Emmy. Is your husband nominated too?
Yes, he is. That was a happy morning.
So you're both going together, needless to say.
Yeah, but we're trying to figure it out because he obviously will be seated with the West Wing people and I will be seated with the Malcolm people. And unless they have the two casts sitting in close proximity, we're not quite sure how we're gonna figure it out. But I'm sure they'll think of something.
So if either of you win, it will make the traditional kissing of the spouse very difficult.
Well, we had an interesting time last year because I was nominated and he wasn't. I did not win, but West Wing won, so he became the big, he became the big victor of the evening. And as we walked into the ceremony, all the attention was on me. And when we walked out of the ceremony into the parties, all the attention was on him. And it was a lovely little reminder of how quickly these things change. You know, there's nothing less necessary and more subjective than an acting award. You got the job. You're making a paycheck. You're on a show that's as celebrated as West Wing and Malcolm are. We've won the lottery by just being on these shows. You know, there's a lot of tension from this stuff, and as lovely as it is to be nominated, it's more lovely when it's all over.
Well, I want to thank you so much for talking with us, and I want to congratulate you on the nomination for the Emmy.
Oh, thank you, Terry. It's my pleasure to be here.
It was a pleasure having you. Thank you.
Jane Kaczmarek is nominated for an Emmy for Best Actress in a Comedy for her role as Lois, the mother on the Fox series Malcolm in the Middle. The Emmys have been rescheduled to air this Sunday on CBS. I'm Barbara Bogave, and this is Fresh Air.